from the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher, and their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, and our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchunk. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes in Training Podcast. We have a special news bulletin, a service to the community. Who else is hosting?
I'm Vicky.
That's right. And we have a special guest. We have a special guest reporting live from the scene, sort of, maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, but whatever. It's news to us. We have the man from Lemons who keeps coming back on, obviously making poor choices in life, but that's okay. We like him. Eric Rude. Eric, hey. Welcome back.
Hi, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
We heard you're on a global news event that was reported far and wide across the nation, and we wanted to make sure that the entire world was apprised with all our vast listenership, and maybe somebody will listen. Anyway, what happened, sir?
So we being Lemons in the Detroit Bus Company, and we'll get to that. We protested General Motors at the Renaissance Center in downtown Detroit, to petition General Motors to bring back everybody's favorite defunct brand, Saturn.
How did this come about?
That is a great question. So this was during the Rust Belt Ramble Lemons Rally, which was from Gary, Indiana to Detroit to Cleveland to Pittsburgh. And we tried to make some kind of special event type stuff part of it. And since I don't know Detroit all that well, despite what Jeff Wakeman will tell you, he thinks I'm from Detroit. That's exactly right. I commissioned Andy Didarossi from the Detroit Bus Company to offer an optional Detroit tour that would kind of cover some part of the Rust Belt in Detroit that I didn't know very much about. Andy is very plugged into Detroit, knows everything that's going on, has been a huge part of helping Detroit kind of try to come back from their bankruptcy and all the other things going on in the Rust Belt. So I basically gave Andy carte blanche to design a bus tour from the Detroit Bus Company, which is a thing they do. They do bus tours. They have all kinds of architecture tours and food tours and history tours. And I said, Andy, whatever you want to do that you think exemplifies Detroit, you do it. I don't know if you guys have met Andy ever, but he's a wonderful guy. He is not what you would call a planner. He just kind of does things. And so in true Andy fashion, about 24 hours before the tour was supposed to show up in Detroit, he finally got around to planning it. And the thing that came to him while he was in the shower was, aha, Saturn. We need to do a Saturn protest in front of General Motors because it'll be completely befuddling to everybody around. And it's kind of perfect for Lemons to do some totally nonsensical thing. So he called all of the news stations and told them he would have 2 busloads of people protesting General Motors. And he was not wrong. There were 2 busloads of people. So when we got to Detroit, to the bus company, he had poster board all ready for people to make with markers, and he basically said, write something about Saturn, and then off we went. And the second stop on the tour was General Motors headquarters, and we all pile out of the buses and start shouting our phrases of protest, and we have the bullhorn to talk to Mary Barra on the top floor about who's obviously not there because it's a Friday at 7:30 p.m. It was all kind of staged. But the news showed up. We're totally mystified as to why there were a whole bunch of Saturn freaks standing in front of GM. Did some interviews, and they ran it on the news that night. So
So, okay.
It's breaking news.
We actually found out about it when we were doing the crossover event in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And our friend, Mr. Bish was there, and he's like, have you guys heard that?
Yeah.
What they're doing. So he ended up, I think he was going to go out and work on getting posters and joining up with you guys in Pittsburgh. So did you just limit it to there, or did you just kind of go on tour?
No, it was entirely staged. The whole thing was maybe 25 minutes. And like the police were showing up as we were all hurriedly rushing onto the bus. So, the sum total of time was about 25 minutes in front of GM, which is just enough time for the news reporter to show they get a bunch of footage and interviews that they really didn't have time to sit and understand because they had a deadline in like an hour and a half. So they threw it on. And then later on that night, Andy's mom just texted him with one word, which was Saturn ?
Well, I mean, somebody's got to watch the news.
Yeah. Yeah. So
who knew?
Yeah, I don't know. It was great. It ran on Fox Detroit, which I think is Fox 2 Detroit. Mm-hmm. But it has since been taken off their website once they realized they had been duped. But we have copies of it. So.
We do. Yeah. We do. And there will be a link to the copy of it for this episode, just to make sure.
Yeah. And of course, it got picked up by Jalopnik and all the other kinds of people after that. So is
this the highlight of your Lemons rally to date?
To date, yeah, I would say that is the biggest splash we've had, and we had a roadkill episode. So I mean, we've had a couple of big name drops, so to speak, on the rallies. But it was a great rally, by the way. Just really good, laid back. Lots of people showed up. And I don't know, the Rust Belt's great. So
what else happened along the rally?
Sure.
Any other,
events? We did the Concours de Lemons was part of it in Detroit at the Inn at St. John's, which is actually on the same grounds where they do the Concours de Elegance America. Oh, wow. So as we're leaving in all of our crap cans from the Concours de Lemons, which is a car show, by the way, for crappy cars. Like people are unloading their, 1936 Talbot coupes and all this stuff, these millions upon dollars of cars being pulled out of their trailers right in front of the Inn at St. John's as we're leaving in fire trucks and, 68 Pontiac Tempests and kit cars and whatever. It's kind of a great scene. I know they're moving the Concours, both Concours, to downtown Detroit next year, which is going to be super, super awesome.
So seeing as this Lemons rally is now morphed into a cause for social justice and improving the welfare, could we perhaps have this as a rally staple going forward, that we need to address some social causes in a group manner, perhaps, just a thought?
I think it's entirely possible, but I think in that instance, in keeping with this Saturn thing, it has to be completely nonsensical and not make sense to anybody who's around. Kind of a Dadaist kind of thing.
Oh, no worries. I mean, bringing back Saturn, I can think of no better cause to start with to help raise the overall performance of the American vehicle.
Look, Saturn offered a lot of great things. They offered fuel economy. They had a modern engine, which General Motors kind of lacked a good one at the time. Mm-hmm. It was a good economy car, simple marketing. They didn't try and overdo anything. You wanted to buy a red Saturn, it didn't have a, pearlescent crimson sunset. It was red. Red was the color. Is truth in advertising as much as General Motors has ever done, I guess.
No negotiating in the dealerships?
You just walk in and you buy it off the shelf.
Yeah, it's like buying, a gallon of milk. It has a price on it and you pay the price. So I think that kind of thing has a small amount of appeal. But, at the end of the day, it was just the best economy car General Motors was building at the time.
Well, given the extensive planning, forethought, and the time that went into this, did you get any feedback from a certain individual, perhaps south of Georgia, who was particularly upset at not being included in this noble endeavor?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely got just the single tier emoji at his not being included. So had he known it was going to happen, and had I known, I would have tipped him off that perhaps he should be on this one. But considering I didn't know about it until about 90 minutes before I got to Detroit, I had no ability to do that.
I'm sure Donnie would have came up with a way to get there in 90 minutes had he known.
Yeah. Valid.
He seems like he's an all-in kind of guy.
I would agree with that statement. We did end up meeting up with Randy. He met us on Grandview Drive in Pittsburgh, which is the, I don't know how much time you spent in Pittsburgh proper, but it's the top of the inclines that looks down over the Three Rivers. You can see all the downtown and the stadiums, and it's just a really cool panorama. So that's where the rally ended up. It was kind of haphazard, like just meet at this park and we went from there. But at the end of the day, we ended up with a really cool place to finish the rally. So.
So how many people were participating in the rally this time around?
We had, including myself, and there was another one that was kind of nebulous, but we had 56 cars entered, which is the biggest one we've had in 4 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, we've kind of moved the format to like a 3-day long weekend kind of thing that I think works better for not needing to take a week of PTO or whatever sick days. You know, it's easily digestible if you're in the region. It's easy. And we tend to end, this one was a little different, but we try to end not too far from where we start so that it's a sensible amount of commuting. But this one, I don't know, it just seems to work as an arc. And then we still only ended 6 hours away from.
So just because I've never been on the Lemons Rally, and I've seen the clips of the Lemons Rally on social media and everything, but what normally takes place during them?
So
besides the Saturn.
Besides
thing.
Saturn things, yeah. So we don't have a dollar limit. It's not like Lemons, the racing, where it's a $500 car. Basically, we have this kind of rubric, which is on the Lemons Rally website, which is lemonsrally.com, by the way, or 24hoursoflemons.com/rally. They take you to the same place. But you show up at the start of the rally with your car, and we have this kind of, you know, the car was built in the 60s, it's worth this many points. If it was built in Russia, it's worth this many points, you know, and various other factors that we kind of figure in. Kit cars are worth a bunch of points too.
Which is especially worse.
Fire trucks are worth a lot of points. Fun fact, I found out that the 1981 fire truck that ran the rally was basically the exact same thing that was built for fire trucks for 30 years. They used the same chassis, everything but the engine, and was all basically identical.
So wow. Nissan builds fire trucks? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, that's no. And don't get me started on Nissan. This is a Saturn episode.
Oh, I'm sorry. you mentioned 30-year car runs. I thought of Nissan. So.
You end up getting a point value to start. And then as you're finishing up, you have to have a car that is registered and insured in your state of origin. That is the sum total of tech inspection that we do. We don't care. If your state deems it safe, it is safe enough for us. and you need a valid driver's license. And then once you've done all that stuff, we give you a book that has basically clues on a large scavenger hunt over several hundred miles.
And, oh, wow.
And you post on Instagram because it's the easiest way for us to find you with your checkpoints with a series of hashtags under an account that you're using. And from there, we kind of just figure out your point total. And, you know, some people care about winning. Most people just care about enjoying the rally as a thing, which is exactly how Lemons is supposed to be. But it's basically a long distance scavenger hunt.
I think he wants to go really badly.
I do. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah. December, Scranton to Road Atlanta. So
Moscow to.
Yep.
Moscow. Yeah.
We've exhausted our goodwill with our person in Moscow. So we're starting in Scranton and we'll find a checkpoint in Moscow.
That's our hometown.
I know we'll be at the start since it's 5 miles away that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
So that's not too hard. Now, whether I can talk her into finishing, that's a different story.
Well, when is it in December? News, it's in December. It leads into the Lemons race at Road Atlanta. So you get there Friday evening after BS inspections. So
I will be on the wrong coast for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't help you there, but I'm working on a schedule for next year. I believe we're going to skip the retreat from Moscow rally. Since we're doing it in December, I'm not going to do a double one, but that'll be on the beginning of the 2023 calendar. And then, I think we'll do the fall Failiage rally next year, not on a race weekend. So you should be able to do it.
Oh, okay. We'll do the, cause the one that you do in New Hampshire's also on our list, except we're sitting at the track trying to go round and round.
Exactly. So we realized that probably cost us a few entries. So we give people that opportunity next year. So
sounds like fun. You know, every time Vicky says, oh, the rally is on my bucket list for doing, everybody keeps thinking she's talking about doing a rally race. And I'm sitting there going, no, she's not talking about a race in any way whatsoever. But
no.
Yeah. It is not a stage rally. You know, where you've got the timer countdown, you rip 120 miles an hour through the forest. It's definitely not that. So
No. If it is, we're doing it really, really poorly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So Eric, we know that Judge Phil traditionally has cars that he wants to see in the races. Do you have any cars or vehicles? Well, you might as well say vehicles the way things are going.
Yeah.
Vehicles on your wish list that you're making a request to the public to bring popularity back to and bring to the rally?
Oh, man, you know, that's a great question. I haven't thought of. I mean, pretty much anything we want to see at a Lemons race is applicable in the sense of a rally. There's a few kind of guiding principles that people seem to follow. You know, you want a good road trip car. So vans, so like the old forward control vans, like the Dodge A100, the early Econolines, those are cool. Love seeing those. Land yachts, always popular. So anything that's gigantic and is the pre-downsizing in the late 70s era. So like a 76 LTD, just about right, you know.
With or without a hot tub?
Yeah, 100%. Which was, of course, that was a 74, I think.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, Chrysler New Yorkers, all those kinds of things. Cadillac limo. We've never had a flower car, you know, the Cadillac flower cars. Familiar with those. Those are all cool. And station wagons, any station wagon's good.
Okay.
Also, like a straight eight Buick or a straight eight Pontiac would be super sweet.
What about a Buick with a narwhal on the back?
Totally. A really cool narwhal that's painted and is gorgeous.
Yeah.
The same. Yeah. We'd love to see that.
All right. I'm just curious. I mean, I'm just thinking if somebody had one of those, they could bring it to the Failiage tour.
That's right. I should point out that, you know, I guess there's this concept with the rally and with the races that all we want to see is weird old crap. And the truth is with the rallies, especially, you can bring your daily driver and you'll have a good time. And so we kind of want to start letting people know that you don't have to bring some obscure piece of crap that you need to wrench on constantly to have fun. You know, it's a good time in whatever you're driving. It can be a rental car. And we're actually thinking about creating a rental car class for that. So you can fly in and do a rally and, you know, get a couple rolls of painter's tape and, you know, theme your car with painter's tape.
I was going to say, are there themes of choice that you'd like to see? Anything that comes to mind?
Anything is great. I mean, I love when people dress in, you know, period costumes, you know, 1980s car with the 80s look. We had two guys in a neon on the Rust Belt Rally wearing, you know, the searing yellow and pink shirts from the 90s, you know, neon shirts. It doesn't have to be, you know, obscure or weird to be a good theme.
But if they are, all the better.
Yeah, there was a smart car done up like the little Tykes cars, you know.
Red. Oh, I saw that one.
And in one of the Detroit stops, we stopped at the old Jeep engineering headquarters, which is long defunct and abandoned. You can just kind of show up and walk around. Nobody cares. They found another cozy coupe that was very Detroit with like a wheel removed and it had been spray painted. So they took that and put it on the back of their cozy coupe. They're large, smart, cozy coupe. So that kind of stuff's great.
Fantastic. Well, for those of us who have not done a rally, I highly recommend that we do one. For those of us that have done a rally, I highly recommend that you do another one.
That's right.
And remember, for public good, we're trying to save Saturn. We will have that happen. Bring back Saturn.
Right.
thank you for helping the United States and the world, Eric. Your noble efforts should be recorded forever, perhaps on a podcast.
Well, thanks for supporting our mission.
I mean, we couldn't help it because you looked so sad and serious in the background. It was this noble mission of all the video we got to see. I mean, you could barely hold yourself together. So, you know,
it was awesome to watch. It was so awesome.
Earnest feelings. I own the Saturn. So, I mean,
you're only about 30 Saturns behind Donnie. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric. We wanted to document this and not let it fade into, you know, just be lost because the cause is just too big. It's got to be taken care of.
There will be more. This isn't over yet.
No. Thank you, Eric.
I love it. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks.